Well, there's been a lot of reaction to President Obama's clemency decisions yesterday, pardoning or forgiving the crimes of 64 people, commuting or shortening the sentences of 209 others. But most of the reaction has been about former Army intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning, convicted of that 2010 leak of classified information to WikiLeaks when she was called Bradley Manning. She's since been living as a transgender woman in a men's military prison, jailed for 7 years of her 35-year sentence. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan called the commutation of that sentence outrageous, said that she endangered Americans and foreign officials who worked with them. But Chelsea Manning herself has been remorseful, and her many supporters include Evan Greer, a friend and activist with the group Fight for the Future. She joins us in the studio. Evan, what was your reaction to the commutation?
First, I wept, and I was on the train, so that was a little awkward. I was just overjoyed. Over the year of coming to get to know Chelsea, I've become a friend of hers, and I just can't wait to see her in person and give her a hug.
Now, you are also a transgender, two female, and I'm wondering, is that how you knew her? Is there a community that gathered around her?
Yeah, so we do share that we're both trans. I think she reached out to me originally through my activism as a free speech activist, but I've come to know her as a whole human being, not just as a hero or an icon, as the press often paints her.
Well, what do you say to the people, though, who say the files she copied included about 250,000 diplomatic cables from American embassies showing sensitive deals and conversations? She might have put lives at risk. And she leaked to the same outlet, Julian Assange's WikiLeaks, that people are now seeing as perhaps destructive and partisan after its role in leaking those documents that may have been hacked by the Russians to upset and interfere in the American election. You know, people are doubly angry. And actually, we're surprised because of the WikiLeaks connection that President Obama would do the commutation. What do you say to those people?
You know, first, it's incredibly important to understand that even the U.S. intelligence community has agreed that no real harm came from Chelsea Manning's disclosures. Really, what she did is shed light on the devastating impact that U.S. foreign policy in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have had on civilians. She has no affiliation with WikiLeaks. Her decision to release documents to them was not an endorsement of that organization. And in fact, she did attempt to contact other news organizations who ignored her before those documents were sent to WikiLeaks. But however you feel about Chelsea Manning's initial actions that landed her in prison, it became clear that she had suffered enough. She'd served more time in prison than any other whistleblower in U.S. history. She'd been systematically denied access to gender-related health care. She'd attempted suicide twice. She had done her time, and it was time for her to be let free.
Okay. And then I remember all the pieces that we did. Yes, there's a huge backing that considered her a whistleblower, and others considered her a traitor. But then also her supporters are saying, well, how come she leaked sensitive material and got the long sentence that you mentioned, but people like David Petraeus, who gave sensitive material to his biographer and mistress, didn't get any time at all? So that's the debate we wade into. But have you spoken to her since the president's commutation?
So we've been waiting to speak to her, I cannot wait to hear her voice. And my understanding is that she has been told, and we're all waiting anxiously to hear from her.
I think her release will be sometime in May.
That's
correct. I understand.
Correct.
What happens now? It's always a new world when you come out of prison. But for her in particular, what happens now?
I know that Chelsea's friends and family and supporters will be rallying around her. And I know that she's going to continue fighting for what she believes in. She's always been motivated by a desire to do the right thing and to help people. She's become an inspiration for the transgender community. And by fighting for her own rights, she stood up for all of us. She's going to help numerous trans people behind bars and who are free as well. And we owe Chelsea Manning a huge thanks.
Because to remind people who haven't followed this, she announced after she was charged in prison that it was a huge shock that she wanted to go through the procedure.
It's incredible to imagine the bravery of someone who announces to the world that they're transgender on the Today Show while they're incarcerated in an all-male military prison in Kansas. You know, the courage of this woman knows no bounds.
Well, do you worry for her? You're nodding. A transgendered person and someone who many people consider a traitor because she leaked information.
I think it's also important to remember that so many people consider her to be a hero. I know that those people will be there attempting to protect her no matter what comes next. And I think for so many people in this world right now, we are vulnerable with the incoming administration. Trans people everywhere are going to be in more danger, but we're also going to stick together and we're going to keep fighting to take care of our own.
Well, you say in danger with the new administration. Just a quick thought on that. Donald Trump has surprised some of his backers, for instance, saying that Caitlyn Jenner is a friend of his and can stay in his hotels anytime. You know, you don't really know what your future is in a Trump administration.
You know, the reality is that politicians from both parties have repeatedly said that they are in solidarity and support of the transgender community and have repeatedly failed us. And I think at this point, and we're not going to put our faith in any individual politician or president to protect us. We're going to protect ourselves and each other.
That's Evan Greer, a friend of Chelsea Manning's and an activist with the group Fight for the Future. Evan, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me on, Robin.
And you're listening to Here and Now.